Hello and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Quran, Tanakh, the Hebrew Bible. You can view the ministries at the following different locations. Vimeo.com and Blog Talk Radio. Just look for Good House 1968. If you need a Tanakh or Quran, just send me an email at goodhouse1968@gmail.com. That again is goodhouse1968@gmail.com. Please leave your name and your address, and I will send you a Quran or Tanakh. Now let me open with a word of prayer. Alpha and the Omega, overpower the demonics, the demons, the evil that overpowers us on a day-to-day basis to try and ruin our heaven or our good or our joys or our paradise. These things may not be long-lasting, but the joys of them we don't regret. We love having them and enjoy having your presence, Alpha and Omega. And we always will. Not enjoying the presence of evil, but only enjoying the good that you provide for us, Alpha and Omega. I ask that you strengthen us up in your spirit, the good action force spirit, and remove the evil that disturbs us on a day-to-day basis. Empower us to be able to fight off this evil physically as well as spiritually, and to deliver physical blows that will impact the spirit and destroy the spirit. As what we were always taught, the spirit is the greatest and cannot be destroyed by the flesh, but yet God proves all a lie. The Omega proves all a lie. And let God's word and God's will be done, that we become the powerful working utensils and tools of God, that the Almighty may rule supreme or time indefinite, as Almighty always and forever and ever, and not a remaking of the demonic vampire gods. I pray, I wish, amen, shalom, shalom, amen, in the name of Omega. All right, let me get my glasses, and I'll start the sermon if I can find my glasses. Please excuse the lower garment clothing. I sometimes use these to work in. I build flight vehicles, so excuse me. Sometimes they have the chemicals I mix together on them. All right. A sword hangs over the Kadash Dim, over those who live in battle, over her leaders and over her sages. This sword hangs over us even today in all nations. We have a sword bearing against us in all nations. Excuse me. That is because if you live a good action life or wherever there's good, there's always a sword to try and take away your good. So if you are in a nation or you are anywhere, there's a sword laying over to take away your good. Whether it be your oil, whether it be your minerals, whether it be your diamonds, whether it be your crystals or your chemicals. A sword hangs over the lying diviners, they will become fools. Well, most of us recognize these nations as filled with occultists and run by occultists. So these are the diviners. And they will become fools to the foe or the greater adversary, or the greater hunter, they will become the prey. Excuse me. A sword hangs over her warriors, they will be disgraced. So a sword hangs over all nation soldiers. And if another nation's soldiers could conquer them, they would and destroy them and use whatever deceit or deception that they could. Even if they could take one and turn him against the whole nation because of what he knew how to do, they would do so. They would plot treacherous plots against him, cause his heart to become tainted, cause the others to become disdainful with him, and then yet go to him and make a pact like they make a pact with the devil. If you provide us this, we will defend you against your own. And this we see on a day-to-day basis. And it is a shame because of diviners and occultists. They cannot stand the word of God or the good actions of us. They cannot stand when you do good and fend off the demonic vampire gods. They will even come to you and tell you you are the seed of Satan to make you feel great and glorious. Believing that Satan, even though he holds powers over the kingdoms and the nations, even though he could give you power and authority by showing you how to do so or speaking to those in power who he has under his influence, they would give you power. But is it truly power? Because it's a material thing and it only lasts like a cup, a plate, a pot. You buy a cup, plate, pot, a dishwasher, a refrigerator. It only lasts so long. That is material things of the material world. They have a time limit. God has no time limit. And his time is indefinite. Alpha and Omega. Understand that. It says a sword hangs over their horses. It also is over their chariots. So their fighting machines. Also over foreigners within her. Those who are within her as well as the residents, the citizens, and so forth. They will become like women. Women, they run. Even though they are the demonic serpents of Satan. They will be cut. A sword hangs over her treasures. Her treasures are limited only on what she can spend to defend herself at a time of war, to buy machinery and mechanisms of war to fight off the enemies. They will be robbed. As a foreigner invades, he steals the treasures like Hitler invaded the different countries. Poland, France. As he invaded those countries, he took their wealth, whether it was a painting, or whether it was gold or silver, or diamond or rubies, or even jewelry. A drought hangs over her waters. They even cut off the water supplies. They will be dried up. They poison the water so that the enemy soldiers will not have any water to drink. A drought hangs over her, it says, for this is a land of idols, but yet they are land filled with idolatry. And they wonder why these things are taking place. They go mad over these horrors of theirs. They get angry. And they want to jump on the good ones and make you give them a solution when there is no solution. You cannot put a solution to God's wrath or damnation. You could even take a bobby pin and carve a damnation mark in a person, but it is not damnation unless it is from God. God delivers the only damnation. Satan delivers evil. Therefore, wildcats and jackals will live there, and ostriches will settle there. So it's showing a land, just a wilderness, when it's done and all and over with. It will never happen again, be people. It will be uninhabited after age after age. So we're looking at places like Sodom and Gomorrah, or places in Egypt, where God destroyed these places and he said they shall not return. And you have these archaeologists and scientists going over there trying to rebuild, and a lot of the places they have rebuilt. But have they actually rebuilt in the specific spot that the cities that God destroyed? Now, they may take some monuments. They may erect some monuments there. But have they actually rebuilt the city as a thriving, flourishing trade center again? So you can establish all of these monuments and so forth, but you will not prove God a lie, because he will do it again and damn you and the cities. Amoria, the neighboring town, says the Dunai, no one will settle there anymore. No human being will live there again. Look, a people is coming from the north, a great nation and many kings. are being stirred up from the ends of the earth. So this great nation and great king has, just as a politician has, those people go out and distribute flyers and distribute pamphlets. These great kings do so the same. And they want you, the good action ones, to partake and participate in these things. Now, I voted for Obama. And before I voted for Obama, I didn't have problems. Now I have the government ticketing me up to $40,000 for tickets and abandoned buildings being demolished and so forth. And I remember what God said. Do not vote. Because if you don't vote, he doesn't know who to strike against. But remember, God says you have to support your king. So how do you do that without voting? Or do you do as I suggested earlier or years back? You put your own politicians that you know are good action people up there and you vote them in office. You don't support something that somebody put up there and you don't know any and you don't know anything about. Because, as we see, they always throw their little Illuminati signs once they're in power. And you wonder what they're doing when they're throwing that. A lot of us who don't know what they are doing. But if they listen to videos or watch videos like this, they know it's Illuminati or occult symbols, even when they throw these. You may think Vice Lord, but no, that's an Illuminati symbol. So, what do? We put our own religious brothers in power. Because one of these kingdoms will be the foundation, the cornerstone for the new kingdom. We often think America because everyone relies on America, but is it actually America? We see a great nation of Muslims growing overseas and conquering Africa or Mexico. Is it them? Or is it the Soviet Union or is it China? Which one will it be? It didn't say the occult is in the nation. It didn't say the Illuminati's or the Masons or the Knight Templars in the nation or the Rosicrucians or the Marks or whatever. Good action people will thrive in God's new kingdom. Look, a people is coming from the north, a great nation, and many kings are being stirred up from the ends of the earth. They're armed with bow and spear. If you are special forces, you would use a bow. I don't know about it. Yeah, a spear. They're cruel without compassion. Their sound is like a roaring sea, and they ride forth on horses. Now, if you're a roaring sea, you're talking about massive power. We're talking about powerful weapons of mass destruction. So whenever you say a roaring sea, if you see how the sea roars in a hurricane, then you know and you see on the news these tanks firing their missiles or their rounds, the ships firing their torpedoes, the infantry firing their rockets, their LAWs, their anti-tank weapons, the AK-47 firing, the M-16, the M-15, these weapons of mass destruction that soldiers use in warfare. We're not talking about basic things like a .22 revolver. We're talking about weapons of mass destruction that they use in warfare. Now, they could use these in self-protection if someone gets up on them, but God is talking about things that the devil uses to destroy people with. Things that are used and produced for the destruction of life. In mass quantities, especially. Look, a people say, okay, I've covered that. Their armor, now I've covered that. Their men take their battle positions against you, daughter of Babel. The king of Babel has heard news of them. His hands droop helpless. Anguish seizes hold of him and pain like a woman in labor. Who was like a woman in labor recently? Osama bin Laden. running from country to country, hiding from place to place, like a woman trying to protect a barren child or her child or while she's in labor. That's just one incident of a helpless leader. Now, this is referring back to the days of Israel and Babel. But yet, we relate it today, and we use the scriptures to build our spiritual good actions, or what we call our worship. And we learn from this the same thing we see back then, the same thing we see going on presently. And people may say, but that happened back then. That doesn't have anything to do with today. But this is where you're wrong. Because if you have insight and pray for the truth and pray for wisdom, knowledge, understanding, even though it may sound like a gang-banging Blackstone time, it's not. Pray for that truth, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and it will come to you. And the insight and understanding of riddles, puzzles, and things that you do not know are things that disturb you. It will be like a lion coming up from the thickets of the yard and against a strong settlement. That's the way Satan strikes against you, like a roaring lion coming up from thickets. Coming out of the woods like a hunter on a rabbit, or a hunter on a coon, or a hunter on a deer squirrel. In an instant, I will chase him away and appoint over it whomever I choose. So God decides who's the victor in the hunt. A lot of animals escape in the hunt. They're victorious. They're not the prey any longer. But will you escape from Satan as his prey? This is the only weapon or arsenal that you have, are the scriptures and good actions, because that protects against you. Can fight the spirit. Do not believe others that tell you cannot fight the spirit. They'll twist your head, they'll break your arm, they'll kick you in the gut. All they do, yes, they will do that. But the life in you is determined by God, and the fighting spirit is determined by God, not by Satan or evil. All right. Do not let them break the good action for a spirit with their voodoo, their hoodoo, their roots, or their spells, or their curses, or the things that they say to hinder or cause you to become a disbeliever. Because that's what happens when you lack in faith, trust, belief. And indeed, if we made an angel as it the sign, you don't make angels the signs because they're fallen. What is left in the heavens is like a fallen, well, I'm not going to say that about God, because God is greater than that. God is like this. Your house explodes and then you rehab it. God is like that. He fixes it back up. Evil is not like that. You destroy his, it's destroyed. We should have sent him, or if it's destroyed, to prove someone a lie that he won't rebuild, he'll rebuild and try. To try and make it a thriving, replenished Mesopotamia or paradise, or a thriving trade center. Or thriving kingdom. It says, messengers before you were mocked. Hold on. Would certainly have caused confusion for them in a matter in which they already full of confusion. So yeah, that is what the angels do today, or the demonic vampire god, because that's what they are. The title is just messenger for what remains a servant of God, or is a servant of God. Messengers before you were mocked, but the mockers were surrounded, circled by the same thing that they mocked. So the disbeliever is encircled with his own mockers. And then it's the same thing you experience day to day on the streets when you say, well, it's the same old thing. Same old thing every day and day. You experience the drug dealers and the disbelievers who say, well, I'm just taking it day by day. I'm doing the same old thing over and over again. Or I'm just going down the block, just going by weed. And it's the same mockery over and over, the same thing. Especially, I'm going to say, amongst minorities, not just blacks. But what do the rich do? They have the same mockery. I'm going to go buy me a new Ferrari. I'm going to go buy me a new apartment penthouse in New York. Things like that. But it's the same thing over and over again. If you are a believer, you would be like me, where you have education set up before you every day. God does not deny you education because you need something to keep this up here thriving. You have to thrive on your education. Your mind has to exercise just like your body. So if you don't start taking educational classes, your mind deteriorates. And if you say you don't have the time, you're not telling the truth. You can travel from place to place and find the time to do so. Even if it's 100 miles or 200 miles, you can do so to take up educational courses and classes. Say, to whom belong all that is in the heavens and on the earth? But remember, do not take up black art classes, occult classes, or classes of the Rosicrucian and more places like that. You do not want to involve yourself with spiritual demonic things. Leave that alone. It's not worth studying. All is done and said with that, with the devil. Say to Allah, he has inscribed for himself the role of mercy, and that he will gather you together for the day of judgment. There is no doubt whatever. It is they who have lost their own souls that they will not believe. First of all, Satan doesn't take the soul. He already has the soul. So you ain't lost nothing there. In this instance where it says they lost their soul, the heavenly soul, or you that wants to go to a better place, is what's lost. You're no longer energized or heavenly energized or spiritually energized. And to him belongs all that lives and hides away in the night and the day. So even those people who were turned into things of abomination before the Creator to teach them a lesson that we see lurking in the night because of their shame and not coming out in the open or in the daylight. Say, shall I take as protector to myself anyone other than Allah, the maker of the heavens and the earth? We take no other protector but God. But God. When it's done and over. And it is he who feeds, but it is not fed. So how do you feed and you're not fed? If you're not understanding, it's one way. You're not spiritually understanding the spiritual food that you take in. Because you're not praying for truth. You're not praying for wisdom, knowledge, understanding. If you think you want to humble yourself, just pray for the understanding. And he is the all-hearing and all-knowing. That is God. Surely not, for I commanded to be the first of those who bow to God in submission of good actions. Or righteous actions. And you be not of the company of those who join gods with Allah. You don't go to other gods. So if they come to you in your head saying, I'm your God, get out. That's where the spiritual fighting has to come in. Because a lot of times you will have to swing at things you cannot see. You will have to kick at things you cannot see. That is like this. I'm going to give you an example. If something in public is touching you and your rectum and sticking you there, and you know it feels like what, and you're male, do you just take it or do you start swinging and kicking? And you turn around, there's nothing there. That's the example of a spiritual attacks of the evil or Satan, the demons, demonic vampire gods. A lot of times you see people in public, you think they're crazy for doing that, but are they? Say, if I disobeyed my Lord, indeed I would have fear of the penalty of a dreadful day. Disobedience leads to their success when they attack you like that. Obedience leads to you overpowering them and destroying them in their attack. Even if you don't destroy them, you destroy their attack. On that day, if the penalty is kept away from anyone, it is because of Allah's mercy, and this is the great manifest success. The true fulfillment of all desire. So don't we thrive with love and happiness when God strays his judgment from us? He doesn't pass judgment on us. He keeps his wrath held at cool, at a bay from us, meaning a distance or displacement from us. The true fulfillment of all desire. That's our greatest desire, is not to get banged up. If Allah touches you with pain and sorrow, no one can remove it except he. Who do you in the end cry out to? Okay, God, I understand. Mercy. Please. If he touches you with good, he is able to do all things, meaning he gets you up in a good state. Good state means you're physically good, healthy, good mental state, and you are spiritually alert, aware, and developed and ready for action. And when I say action, that means good actions and righteous actions. Between me and you and this Quran has been made known to me by revelation, so that I may warn you and all those to whom it reaches. So God makes revelation known to us through any religious book, but occultist, devil worship things of spirit mediums, things like that. He even relates to you in the history of the mathematics books, the science books, proving his creation, his justice, his good actions as well. Because he didn't have to give you anything. He could just set you out in the cold in the universe and say, okay, now you start, I'm going to give you this, and you start knitting garments, you start making fire, you start building heaters, you start building mountains, you start building the ground. But did he do that? No. Say, what thing is great as witness? We bear witness to our love of the Creator for what he has done for us. Regardless of what it is. Don't let your anger or your rage get too great that you speak in foul tongue against the Creator like the angels want you. Because when they get you to do this, they can strike against you and strike against God's love of you, and they can prove him at a point that they want. And it's not a good point when you raise the Creator because you became disobedient, like a disobedient child. Your parents want you to do good things and right things and good action things. When you do the reverse, they punish you and they are angry. A lot of times they hate your butt for that. The same as with the Creator. Now, as far as his feelings, his deep down feelings, we don't know. We don't know. We never will, because you can't read the Creator's heart. Regardless, even if he were to be proven a liar, the intent, you still couldn't read his heart. Because you didn't make him. You don't know how he's made. And even if you prove him a liar, did you prove him a liar? Because will you be left around to tell? So so that I may warn you and all those to whom it reaches. But we say this, if he's a great and loving God, and it is a gamble, and he justifies the gamble and warrants a gamble, he will pay you. He may pay you, but what are the consequences afterward, whether they like you? Because it's like this, you just come in a house and you start raging, attacking a person. And then you say, well, I know you're lying. He said, I'm not lying. And you prove a liar before the rest of the family. Does your father or mother actually like you? Like, yeah, this bastard. Oh, excuse me. This person proved me a liar. He's on his own. Let him fiend for himself. Let his so-called buddies or partners take advantage of him. Even in his bad mental self, let him poison him and derange him. Rape him, beat him. I don't care, which is a bad way for a parent to be towards their child, but that is the consequence of the proven person a lie. You accept the consequences of that action. Cause and effect. So that I may warn you and all those to whom it reaches, do you really bear witness to that witness that besides Allah, there are other gods with God? Even if you were to prove a liar or to become in bad relations with him, that deity that you proved a liar is not God, because you cannot prove God a liar. You proved the devil a liar, and you thought the devil was God, and you were worshiping the devil. God is an entity of truth, an entity of Alpha, Omega, everlasting, not what we see today. Everything has a beginning and an end. Understand the earth. It has no beginning and end. Understand even the stars, which are the angels. The angels may have an end, but the earth has no end. The sun, there will be a new sun, a new heaven, a new moon. But does the other planets have an end? But in truth, he is one God, Allah, and I am truly free from the falsehood of joining others with him. There is only one God. Do never join one God, because you become confused mentally. You become deranged mentally. You blame it on the religions that pray and help you, protect you, and you no longer understand the truth. You no longer hold belief, faith, or trust. Those to whom we have given the book scriptures knows this as they know their own sons. So just as God knows his own sons, the devil knows his own sons, and he knows. Once he has you at that point, he can write any game or anything he wants to on you, because he has you in his grasp. And the devil does not want to let go. And if you are one who angers the wrath of both sides and you're trying to prove God a liar, you are at a great risk of eternal damnation that comes from the Creator. Those who have lost their own souls and they refuse to believe. Remember, as I said earlier, you don't lose the soul. Satan already has a soul. You lose a heavenly spiritual gain, that ability to go to a better place, to go to heaven or the new kingdom. And who does more evil than he who invents a lie against God or rejects his sign? But truly the evildoers shall never prosper, but continue to persevere in prayer. But remember to have trust, belief, and faith in God, and deal only with the truth. And if it be your own desires that Satan has you as a grasp by, pray perseveringly to the Creator. Now, I'm not saying bother him every time you get an itch for sex. I'm not saying every time you get an itch to masturbate. But pray to him to remove that desire on a continuous basis, and do not be defiling your prayer. You do not want to defile your prayer by constantly pondering him with things that he If he's holy and clean, do you think he wants to hear those things? Do you think he wants to hear about demons or spirits insulting his name? No. Or the people in the streets? No. If it disturbs you, pray for strength to endure it. Because we should pray for the strength to endure what he does not remove from us. And he will not remove this life. And if he does, I don't think you may like it because of how far you have gotten with him or advanced with him. And one day we shall gather them all together. We shall say to those who join partners to us, where are the partners whom you talked about? So, for you brothers and sisters, last thing I gotta say, for you brothers that are ministers, believers, do not go trying to look up your fellow believers and count the numbers. Like, who was that? I believe it was David or Saul, where he counted the numbers created. Didn't tell them to count the numbers. He counted them anyway because he wanted to know his military might or his stronghold. And the same applies with you today. If the devil comes in your head striking against you, telling you to count your numbers because we're going to fight, do not do so. It just call up the other believers. We're going to fight. Do not do so. It's against God to do so because you betray the trust, faith, belief, and the truth. There's a time for everything. There's a time to count your numbers, brothers and sisters, when there's time to spiritually feed them and there's time to provide sustenance for them. Remember that. Excuse me, brothers and sisters, brothers. Because we do not deal with the serpent, the female. Now you may say, Rod, well, Minister White, you're casting them off. They're already cast off in their own world, their own time, their own space. Lay them to their own religion because their religion is Satan's religion, and it will interfere with you advancing spiritually, heavenly, and towards the new kingdom. Now, the scripture says, but they've been rewritten. They say it's male and female. But rewritten scrolls, and from what you see and witness today, do you actually believe it? So stay strong, brothers. I'm out of here. And I'm going to say a prayer for you. Alpha Omega, I petition you that you strengthen us up, the believers, beyond Satan's stronghold, beyond his stronghold on our life and our feelings for our previous female companions or companions we have a lust for in our heart, a feeling for in our heart, our mothers or sisters. Strengthen us up beyond these feelings and give us the feeling that you want, Alpha and Omega. These spiritual good action, well, good feelings, joyous feelings, happy feelings. Good action feelings to do good actions and righteous action feelings. To do righteous actions against the evil, the demons, the spirits of ghosts, Satan. Give us strength, salvation, and deliverance from this because it is hard. It is hard, truly hard. To walk about on a day-to-day basis and say that we do not long for the serpent. I ask that you strengthen us up and provide a way out for us and direct our footsteps. Direct our footsteps your way, Alpha and Omega, to good, to true good, the only good, and not that good, as I spoke of, evil, wickedness, no good, a good stiff. Amen, shalom, shalom, amen, in the name of Omega.